a hospitable dog.
One that will give you a bite anytime.
Correct. Pay that man $8. Why do young women put their hair up in paper?
To wake up curly in the morning.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant. As living proof to all you servicemen and women listening in over there that it does pay to be ignorant, here's another half hour with radio's biggest collection of zanies, the incomparable wits, George Shelton, Lulu McConnell, and Harry McNaughton, our doctor of music, Nat Novick, and the man who sticks his neck out every week at this time, our moderator, Tom Howard.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we are again with that question and answer program that never gets the answers. We have a board of experts who are so dumb they think a steam shovel is used to shovel steam. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled The Return of Nylons or Standing Room Only. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
Thank you. I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
Yeah.
Some girls neck in cars, that's true, but lots of others won't. In fact, compared with those who do, the woods are full of those who won't.
Thank you. Very clever. How did you ever write that?
I copied it off an old tomato can.
I see. Next, we have a woman who has so many wrinkles in her forehead, she has to screw her hat on. A woman who swears she's never been kissed, and that's why she swears, Miss Lulu McConnell.
You know, Mr. Howard, my old man is saying the nicest things to me lately.
That's nice.
Like last night, he said, Lulu... He always calls me Lulu.
I see.
He said, Lulu, you're just like Betty Grable, Lena Turner, and Hedy Lamarr, all wrapped up in one.
That beautiful?
No, that big.
Your father's mustache.
Yeah. Your grandmother's goatee. Next, we have that great FBI man, foolish, bald, and ignorant. A man who is such a crook, he goes around picking pockets of pool tables... Mr. George Shelton.
I'd like you to know, Mr. Howard, my name is George D. Shelton.
D. What's the D for?
Disappointment.
Disappointment.
My parents wanted a baby.
I see. Well, now that you've met the experts, we'll get right on with the first question. Here it is. In what city in New York State is mentioned in the picture, Saratoga Trunk?
Oh, I was in that picture, Mr. Howard.
Now, wait a minute. I saw that picture. I didn't see you in Saratoga Trunk.
When did you see Saratoga Trunk?
Last Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, no wonder. I was out delivering the trunk.
I see.
So, you know, I was in that picture, too.
You were in it. I didn't see you. Where were you?
Oh, I was in the trunk. Oh.
Yeah. I was in that picture, Saratoga Trunk.
You, too?
Yeah.
What were you in the picture?
She was the trunk.
I wonder if it was bulgy.
All right. Let's get back to the question. What city in upper New York State is mentioned in the picture Saratoga Trunk?
Mr. Howard, is it a large city?
Well, I wouldn't say it was a large city.
Why? Why wouldn't you say it was a large city?
Well...
You can say it if you want to. You're among friends.
Yeah, but...
You made an incision there that it wasn't such a large city.
And then...
Now, come on, speak up like a man. Don't be a dumb cluck all your life. Why? Why?
Why were you born?
You know, that's funny. My mother used to ask me that, too.
Miss McCown, did you see the picture?
No, I did not. By the time I get supper over and wash the dishes, it's time for bed.
You wash the dishes?
Yeah. Well,
how about the maid?
Oh, she washes herself.
Oh, yeah.
Please, what city is mentioned in the picture Saratoga Trunk?
Say, Miss McDonald, you know, I saw you coming out of the movies the other night.
Yeah?
Yeah, then all of a sudden you rush right back in again.
Yes, and was I embarrassed.
Yeah, what was the matter?
Well, you see, I sat on a wad of chewing gum, and I had to go back to get my pants. So the policeman said to me...
Never mind.
Hey, you know, I see where a movie actress got married in Hollywood last week.
She did?
And she knows she likes her husband so much, she's holding him over for a second week.
I see. Will you please get back to the question? What city is mentioned in the movie Saratoga Trunk? I'll give you a hint.
Yes.
The city is famous for its racing.
Mr. Howard, who ever heard of a city racing?
I have.
You've heard of a city racing?
Sure. Racine, Wisconsin.
Racine, Wisconsin. Very clever.
Racine. Racine, Wisconsin.
All right.
I don't get it.
No.
Sure you get it. Don't you see Racine? Racine, Wisconsin.
Mr. Sheldon, please, don't look now, but there's a big dope standing in your shoes.
Yeah, how do they feel?
They're a little tight. Wait a minute. I'm talking about horse racing.
Oh, Mr. Howard, speaking about horses, my brother had a nasty accident. A horse ran away with him. He's been laid up for over 6 months.
My brother ran away with a horse. He's been laid up 6 years.
Mr. McNaughton, will you tell me what you're laughing at?
Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile, Alabama. When you eat salad, what kind of a fork is used?
It wouldn't be soup, would it?
What do you mean? You can't eat soup with a salad fork?
Well, you make pudding out of it first.
Ah, cut it out. You can't eat soup with a salad fork.
Well, Dick Tracy did it.
Never mind Dick Tracy.
The time he was sick, they made him eat it.
All right.
I used to go out with a girl who loved soup.
Okay.
She used to eat it in the key of G, yes.
She had soup in the key of G.
Yes. Sometimes she's F sharp.
F sharp.
Yeah. I remember one day she was eating soup and four couples got up and did the rumba.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Very musical,
so they
I imagine.
Paid her and gave us...
Look, can we get back to the question, please? What do you eat with a salad fork? Do you know, Mr. Sheldon?
No, I never use a fork.
You never use a fork when you eat?
Why should I? If the food isn't clean enough to pick up with your hands, it's not clean enough to eat.
I see.
I know me Emily Post.
You know your Emily Post.
Well, Mr. Sheldon.
Like one.
Yeah. Mr. Sheldon, tell me, do you like soup?
Oh, I like alphabet soup, Mr. McNaughton.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, the other night I ordered some alphabet soup, but I had to send it back.
Yeah, what?
There was a naughty word in it.
Finally, Mr. Sheldon, while I drop down to your level. Look, let me take it this way. Suppose I was having Miss McConnell for dinner.
You having Miss McConnell for dinner? My word, you'd have to get a big oven, wouldn't you?
I see.
I wish he'd stop roasting Miss McConnell.
Never mind the puns, Mr. Sheldon. The question is, what do you eat with a salad fork? The question is on deportment.
Oh, deportment. I've got a brother with the police department.
With the police? Why don't you go into a dark room someplace? Your brain needs developing.
You know, I had a swell dinner the other night, though. It was a deluxe dinner.
A deluxe dinner?
Yeah, but if you didn't like the looks of it, you didn't have to eat it. But I liked it, and I ate it.
I see.
The only thing I like better than food is something to eat.
I see.
Well, I don't know what's the matter with me lately. Everything I eat tastes like beans.
Yes? What have you been eating?
Beans.
Uh-huh.
Well, perhaps that's the reason.
Well, you have three scatterbrains. Try and make an effort to answer the question.
Yeah, what was the question?
What do you eat with a salad fork?
Oh, that old question.
Oh, that old question.
You know, I was at had a dinner last week. Lots of movie stars were there. But I couldn't get the whole idea of the dinner.
No? Just what do you mean?
Well, you see, Betty Grable put the food on the table.
Yes.
And Gypsy Rosalie took everything off.
Now what? What happened? What's the matter? What are you laughing at?
Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, Wheeling, West Virginia. Oh, please, cut it out. Now we come to our contestants. While Mr. Roberts is getting the folks up here, we're here from that orchestra of ours. An orchestra whose music sounds like when they blow in their instruments, they stutter. Here they are, Dr. Novick and his Philharmonics. Dr. Novick. Same orchestra.
Yeah, same orchestra, only different musicians.
Different musicians? Mm. Well, tell me, boy, that's a treat. That sounds good.
No wonder they're playing with instruments tonight.
Oh, I see. Well, no kidding, folks. We had several letters from people all over the country wanting to know if the orchestra could play halfway decent. So Mr. Novick has played a piece through straight without twisting it all around. So we hope we've satisfied those listeners that sent in requests. And thank you, Dr. Novick. It was very pretty. Even I liked it. It was all right. Who was our first contestant, Mr. Roberts?
Our first guest of the evening, Mr. Howard, is Warren D. Brown of the United States Army.
Good. Good boy. You look great, huh? Yes, sir. Good evening, Mr. Brown, and thank you for coming up. We're glad to have you. How do you feel, sir?
Okay, Mr. Howard.
Good. Where's your hometown, would you care to tell us?
Wallington, New Jersey.
Wallington, New Jersey. Good.
Well, Wallington, New Jersey? Well, feed me baby food and call me Diet Smith. I used to work in that town. Yeah, I was a bombardier on a freight train.
You were a bombardier on a freight train?
Yeah, I used to go over the train with a club and shout, "Bums away!"
Why don't you go home? Your cage must be aired by this time. Pay no attention to him, Mr. Brown. What are you doing in New York tonight?
Came in to see the city, sir.
Oh, I see. Came to take a look at the big city, see that we're still here. Well, that's fine. How long have you been in the service?
2 years, Mr. Howard.
2 years. Congratulations. Is that the Purple Heart I see there?
Yes, that's the one on the right, Mr. Howard.
Oh, that's marvelous. That's great, young fella. We're glad. How are you feeling now?
Very good, sir.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
So, you know, Mr. Brown, in the last war, I was in the infantry. I spent 2 weeks in the foxhole.
2 weeks in a foxhole?
Yeah, the fox wouldn't let go.
How long have you, that is, what did you do before you entered the service?
I spent 2 weeks in the foxhole.
Please, I'm not talking to you. Fall in the hole and pull the dirt after you, will you, please? I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Brown, for the interruptions. As I said before, what'd you do before you entered the service?
I worked as an insurance adjuster.
Oh, an insurance adjuster. One of those fellas that goes to a place and tells the person whether they're going to get what they ask for or not. Is that right?
That's right, Mr. Howard.
Yes, I've met a lot of you guys many a time. They never believed me.
Mr. Howard, my brother had an accident policy.
He did?
Didn't help him a bit.
No.
He got married anyway.
Your brother had it.
You know, my brother was hauled up before a judge once, and the judge gave him an insurance policy.
Uh-huh.
20-year life.
20-year life. Must have been an endowment. Well, that's fine. We're very glad to have you with us tonight.
You sure are. What's your first name, honey?
Warren.
What?
Warren.
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 Oh, I love that name, Warren. That's an awfully pretty name.
Yes.
It is. It's just a sweet... Oh.
You say that every week.
Oh, you tall, dark... what's cooking, honey? Well, you can just call me Teddy Bear.
Yeah.
I'm easy to hug.
And you're just as grizzly, too. Mr. Brown, will you reach into the dunce cap there and pick out a question, if you don't mind?
Yes.
When you get one, would you be kind enough to read it into the microphone, please?
What are rubber boots made of?
Thank you. That's going to be tough. Did you hear the question? What are rubber boots made out of?
Mr. Howard, what size are the boots?
Look, Mr. McGraw, that has no bearing on the question. What do you want to know the size for?
Well, after all, how will I know if I can wear them if I don't know the size?
But you don't have to wear them.
Well, what else can I do with them?
Cut it out.
You're right, Mr. McGraw. That guy asked the silliest question.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Imagine buying a pair of boots and not being able to wear them.
Yeah.
Maybe my old man could wear them. How much do you want for them?
I haven't got any boots.
Then how can you sell boots if you haven't got any?
That's hard to do, isn't it?
Certainly.
Mr. Sheldon, remind me to put arsenic in your coffee, will you?
How many lumps?
How many... The question is about boots. Boots.
Marching up and down again. Boots. Boots. Marching up and down again. A rag of bone and a chunk of hair. And Lasca down by the Rio Grande.
Give me that piece of chalk with which you marked the baseball score, and I will draw for you the lovely Madeline upon the barroom floor.
Has anybody got a piece of chalk?
Mr. McNaughton, I'll thank you to shut up.
Oh, yes. Now, I shan't say another word.
Let's get on with the question. What are rubber boots made from?
Mr. Howard, you didn't thank me.
What do you mean? I didn't thank you for what?
You said you'd thank me to shut up, but you didn't keep your word.
That's right. You said you'd thank him to shut up. I heard you.
All right, Miss McConnell, I'll thank you to keep out of it.
Don't believe him, Miss McConnell. He won't thank you at all. See what happened to me? Another false promise.
Mr. McNaughton, you drive me crazy.
No, you'll have to wait till I get a new car.
What? What are rubber boots made of?
My Uncle Webfoot has a pair of boots, but they're not made of rubber.
What kind of boots are they?
Hip boots.
Hip boots. All right, what are they made of?
Hips.
That's wrong.
Well, I can't be right all the time. What do you expect from me? Everything on this program?
Look.
Answer something yourself once in a while. You phone me up.
Yeah. Take out insurance. He's right here. Now, let me put it this way. Look, we get rubber from the rubber tree. If it wasn't for the rubber tree, we wouldn't have rubber boots.
You mean rubber boots grow on trees?
Ah, please.
Oh, yes, rather. You know, there's nothing prettier than walking through the tropics and seeing a tree full of rubber boots.
Rubber boots.
Sort of silhouetted against the palm trees, against the moon.
Yeah.
With galoshes on the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Very beautiful picture.
What are you trying to... What are you raving about?
Well, you know, funny thing, my Uncle Webfoot, he crossed a rubber tree with a shoe tree.
What did he get?
Rubber heels.
Miss McConnell, perhaps you can tell me what they make from rubber.
Girdles. Girdles, Mr. Howard, girdles. Well, that reminds me, I must get a new girdle.
Yeah.
I'm coming out in the funniest places.
Yeah. Any place you come out is funny. what are you laughing at now?
The Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe.
What has that got... please, Mr. Roberts, have we another contestant?
Yes, we have, Mr. Howard, and I'm very happy to present her to you, for she's a very lovely and a very charming young lady. She is your woman, third-class Rosalie Mazzocchi of the Waves.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Good evening, Miss Mazzocchi. We're very glad to have you with us. How are you this evening?
Oh, just fine, Mr. Howard.
Well, that's great. I'm very glad to hear that. Where's your hometown, would you care to say?
Depew.
Depew? Where's that, up New York? How do you get to Depew?
Well, you go by Buffalo.
You go by Buffalo.
Why don't you take a train?
Why don't... By Buffalo? Yeah. When you were a girl, you went to Depew by ox cart. Pay no attention to them. What are you doing in New York, Miss Mazzocchi?
I work in the Navy Reservation Bureau at 90 Church Street.
Down at the you make reservations for the officers, is that it?
Oh, Navy personnel.
Navy personnel, mm-hmm. I see. You make reservations when they're traveling or going to Florida and things like that, is that
right? Right, Pullman coach.
Pullman coach and things like that. Well, would you see me after the show? I'm thinking about taking a trip in the near future. Maybe you can get a reservation. You have nothing to do with Indian reservations. No, that's another subject.
Get down at Church Street. Now, that's I'll... where Depew's are in church, too.
Depew's in church. That guy thinks of the terriblest puns I ever heard.
Honey, where do you buy your girdles?
Will you cut it out, please? Will you snap out of it, Miss McConnell?
I expect to any minute.
Yeah. Hey, pay no attention to her. Pay no attention to her. She's teething for the second time. Now, look, we have a guest standing here. Will you show some respect?
We definitely have a nice guest. Yes, she's a very lovely lady. Very charming, very bewitching, alluring,
all
captivating,
right, all right.
Very
Miss
pleasurable.
Miss what makes you flirt?
Hubba, hubba. What?
Never mind.
I beg pardon?
Never mind the hubba, hubba, hubba. You do that every week. What makes you flirt with every girl you see?
Every girl I see.
All right. How long have you been in the service?
16 months.
16 months. Well, congratulations. Are you married?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Have you any post-war plans?
College.
College? Oh, you should go in for something more interesting than that. You're not married, huh? Well, will you do us a favor? Would you reach into the dunce cap? We're very glad you came up. You're a charming girl. Would you kindly read the question, if you don't mind?
What beverage is used to read tea leaves?
That's good. What beverage is used to read tea leaves?
What? What is used to what?
What beverage do they use when they read tea leaves?
How can you read tea leaves? There ain't no printing on tea leaves.
Thank you. Okay.
Certainly not. Imagine going up to a friend and saying, have you read any good tea leaves lately? Silly.
I'm talking about reading in the teacup.
Reading in a teacup? Wouldn't that be rather crowded?
Oh. Look, I'm talking about fortune telling. Miss McConnell, have you ever had your fortune told?
Sure, but not by tea leaves.
No?
My fortune teller uses crystal ball with two holes in it.
A crystal ball with two holes in it?
Yeah, Thursday night she goes bowling.
Thursday night.
You know, some fortune tellers can tell you just when you're going to get married by the bumps on your head.
But bumps don't come on your head until after you're married.
Can we please get back to the question?
I think I'll go to a fortune teller. What would you think, Mr. Howard, should I try a palmist or a mind reader?
Go to a palmist. At least you know you got a palm.
You know, I had my fortune told last week.
You did?
Yeah, she told me I was going to be poor till I was 60.
Yeah, then what?
Then I'd be used to it.
Oh, I see.
You know, I can always tell my fortune by neuralgia.
Neuralgia.
Numerology, he means.
Numerology, yes.
Oh, yeah, that stuff, that numerology. Yeah. I got a lucky number.
You have? What is it?
Bryant, 9970.
Yes, and if a man answers, it's me.
All right, please.
My old man had his head read.
Yeah, what did she tell him?
Get a new head.
The question is about a beverage. What beverage is used to read tea leaves?
Say, talking about beverages, I tried a new drink last night.
Yeah?
It was called Block and Fall Cocktail.
A Block and Fall Cocktail?
Yeah, you drink and walk one block and fall.
Mr. Shelton, don't you know alcohol is slow poison?
So what? I'm in no hurry.
Well, when I met my old man, I told him, I said, listen here, sir. Lips that touch liquor shall never touch mine.
Oh, what did he say to that?
He said, well, give me a glass of beer and we'll just shake hands.
Johnny, it pays to be ignorant, starring Tom Howard, Harry McNaughton, George Shelton, and Luna McConnell, with another guest expert and Nat Novick's Rhythm Butchers. We'll be back to pester you again next week. Robert saying so long for the Armed Forces Radio Service.